At the end of the 70 years' exile in Babylonia, the people of Judah and Benjamin were allowed to return to Canaan. Three groups of exiles went back at different times. The first and largest of these set out under the orders of Zerubbabel, a prince of Judah of the line of David, in the year 538 BC. King Cyrus of Persia had published a decree the year before allowing the Jews to return to their homeland and to rebuild the house of God. Cyrus gave back all the holy vessels of gold and silver that Nebuchadnezzar had carried off at the fall of Jerusalem, 5,400 articles in all. By order of the king, those who went back received gifts of gold and silver, cattle, and other goods from their neighbors. When they arrived in Jerusalem, they at once rebuilt the altar of the Lord on its former foundations, so that the morning and evening sacrifices could be offered to God. In the second year, the Jews began rebuilding the temple. When the builders laid the foundations, the priests with trumpets and the Levites with cymbals took their places to thank the Lord with songs of praise, and the people shouted for joy. Shortly afterwards, when the enemies of Benjamin and Judah heard what was happening, they came to see Zerubbabel and the other heads of families. The mixed population that lived in Canaan at that time was composed of foreigners from the Assyrian Empire who had been brought in to colonize the northern kingdom and intermarry with the Israelites left in the country. They were called Samaritans. They worshipped not only the Lord, the God of Israel, but also the gods of the countries they came from. Some of these people came to see Zerubbabel, the governor, to say, "Let us help you build, because, like you, we worship your God since the time that the king of Assyria brought us here." But Zerubbabel and the elders of Israel refused their offer, because they knew that these people also worshipped idols. So they replied, "We alone will build a temple for the Lord, the God of Israel, as King Cyrus commanded us. You have no part in it." This refusal made the local inhabitants very angry, and from then on they set out to hinder the work. They became the Jews' bitter enemies, endeavoring to discourage the people, intimidate the leaders, and discredit them at the court of the kings of Persia. They hired counselors to work against the Jews and frustrate their plans during the entire reign of Cyrus down to the reign of Darius. They lodged accusations against the people of Judah and Jerusalem and succeeded in hindering the building of the temple. The book of Ezra also refers to the denunciation of the Jews by the local officials during the reigns of Ahasuerus and Artaxerxes. The people of Judah had started rebuilding the houses and walls of Jerusalem, so their enemies at once lodged an accusation against them. They wrote to Artaxerxes to say, "The king should know that the Jews have gone to Jerusalem and are rebuilding their rebellious and wicked city, and are restoring the walls. If this city is built and its walls restored, no more taxes or tribute will be paid, and the royal revenues will suffer. May a search be made in the royal archives, and it will be found that this city has always been troublesome and rebellious. That is why it was destroyed. We inform the king that if this city is built and its walls restored, you will be left with nothing in Trans-Euphrates." King Artaxerxes sent a letter in reply saying, "I issued an order and a search was made. It was found that this city has a long history of revolt and sedition. Now issue an order to these men to stop work. Until I so decree, this city must not be rebuilt." When the leaders of the opposition received this letter, they went immediately to the Jews and compelled them by force to stop. The walls of Jerusalem were not built until the time of Nehemiah, many years later. So the Jews had to face great opposition after their return to Canaan, and their zeal to restore Jerusalem and the temple was checked. Apathy and selfishness took hold of the Jewish colony, and for 15 or 16 years nothing was done to restore the house of God, until the second year of Darius I. At that time God spoke to two prophets, Haggai and Zechariah, commanding them to encourage the people to go back to work and rebuild the temple. Next episode, the message of the prophet Haggai.